Will you accept? Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 5, and I'm reading the NIV version. My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, indeed, if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. The explanation. Before we review verses 1 through 5, we note that the source of wisdom for Solomon's words is God. In a sense, Solomon was sharing his life's experience as he tried to walk with the Lord. We know that ultimately Solomon yielded to the temptation of multiple wives and concubines, worshiping their gods. Still, his words of what not to do in life are still relevant. Sometimes we ignore good advice because it comes from a bad source. Solomon's continued use of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge in verses 1 through 11 are a reminder of the importance of a formal education built upon a spiritual foundation in the Lord. Still, his words of wisdom were not written nor directed to the well-educated. His words emphasized the need for a formal education, but were written in a manner that the least educated could also understand. Solomon was probably trying to encourage those less educated hearing his words to pursue more learning opportunities. It is not just enough for God's people to hear his words. God wants us to be doers. We see this emphasis on being doers and not just listeners in the many action verbs in these verses. Accept and store up, turning your ear and applying your heart, call out and cry aloud, look and search. In total, these verbs were Solomon's call to his listeners to listen to wisdom. If they did so, they would come to understand why they must reverence God. Verse 5 reiterates Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. In turn, believers enter into a personal relationship with God. We get to know who God is by gaining knowledge about him. Now, we are not ever going to be God's running buddy. We cannot, because God's ways are infinitely beyond our understanding. Instead, we enter a relationship not unlike a parent and child. Question: what do you think? Why is it that many Christians seek wisdom from so many other sources besides the Bible?